Today, HBO announced a partnership with Amazon to stream some of its content for Amazon Prime subscribers. This would be the first time that viewers could watch HBO content without a cable subscription, which could be interpreted as lose one for cable, win one for the cloud. Joining us from Silicon Valley is someone who's been doing a lot of reporting on the cloud for NPR, NPR's technology correspondent, Steve Henn. Hi, Steve.
Hey.
Well, I want to get to some of your reporting on the cloud in a moment. But first of all, what can you tell us about this HBO deal and what it means?
Well, you know, it's a huge win for Amazon. You know, many young people, lots of families are looking for ways to avoid paying huge cable fees and get the content they love. So for Amazon to be able to offer its subscribers to Amazon Prime, you know, streaming access to The Sopranos, to The Wire, and other HBO content is a big win for Amazon. It's also a blow to cable providers and Netflix, which obviously would have loved to have this deal. You know, for years now, Hollywood has gotten pretty savvy in playing big internet providers off of each other and forcing them to compete for rights to these shows, to the most watched content out there. And this is another example of them doing that successfully.
Well, let's talk about Amazon, because I imagine when we talk about the cloud, there's got to be few players as big or bigger than Amazon.
Right. Amazon is enormous. By some estimates, Amazon is 5 times larger in terms of server capacity than the next 14 competitors in the cloud combined. I mean, it's just huge. And one of the reasons it's so big is that it got a head start in this business. Really, before anyone else, Amazon recognized that it would be much cheaper for web startups to rent server space from a company like Amazon than to buy their own servers. So right now, Netflix, Pinterest, Dropbox, and tons of other tech companies depend on Amazon's machines.
And there are concerns about those machines and the environmental impact of them, these big farms where cloud computing is. It's not in the air, of course. It's right there on the ground. You visited. Tell us about it.
Right. I mean, the scale of cloud computing is pretty staggering. I mean, when you hear the term the cloud, you know, you tend to think of something that's like white and fluffy and clean. And in reality, it's anything but. I mean, these are industrial scale facilities that use enormous amounts of electricity. So I visited one in Santa Clara in the heart of Silicon Valley, and the building was a quarter of a mile long, roughly the size of the Nimitz aircraft carrier. And just the amount of electricity is kind of mind-boggling. Half of the facility uses 57,000 homes, typical homes worth of power. And if they lose air conditioning in the facility, they have a water tank that holds 500,000 gallons of water. This thing was 8 stories high.
Wow.
And they would evaporate that water to cool the computers inside the machine. And all of that water, if the computers were running at full capacity, would be gone in a half an hour. And you know, a facility like that can't lose power for even a second. So they have this system of flywheels, 7-ton wheels that are rotating in place at 390 miles an
wow.
hour. They have 16 of these things. And if they lose connectivity to the grid and lose power, those wheels convert their kinetic energy into electricity. That powers the facility for just 12 seconds. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
Fascinating. NPR technology correspondent Steve Henn. And you can find more of his reporting on the cloud at our website, hereandnow.org. Steve, thanks as always.
Oh, my pleasure.